I'm delighted to be in Gundagai to announce that Charlie Sheehan will be Labor's candidate, the country Labor candidate for election for the seat of Cootamundra. Over the next month, Charlie will be campaigning through the length and breadth of the Cootamundra electorate, asking voters to send a message to the National Party. Voters here in what, let's be honest, is National Party heartland have been taken for granted by the Nationals. You just have to look here in Gundagai, where despite the promises before the last election, people were forced into a merger without having any say whatsoever. And I challenged the Deputy Premier in Parliament only yesterday to give people in Cootamundra and Gundagai a chance to vote at a plebiscite on October 14, when people go to the polls here, to decide whether they want to stick with these forced mergers or revert to a standalone council. Of course, the National Party won't grant people that democratic right on October 14. So this is a once in a generation chance for people in a traditional National Party area to send a message, send a protest that you're sick of being taken for granted by the party that purports to represent you, but has been content to play second fiddle to the Liberals in Sydney. We see billions of dollars being wasted in cost blowouts on infrastructure projects in Sydney, whilst regional communities miss out. Power privatisation, the promise at the last election was your prices wouldn't go up. People now are struggling under the weight of soaring power prices. And of course, what Labor stands for is a big investment in regional New South Wales. Our policy is that when the state government transfers its share of the Snowy Hydro to the federal government, all of the proceeds, 5 to 6 billion, 100% of the proceeds to be invested in regional New South Wales. That's a commitment the National Party just refused to match. So a vote for Charlie and Country Labor at this by-election will send a big message to the National Party in government to no longer take the people and communities of the Cootamundra electorate for granted. I'll ask Charlie to tell you a few things about himself and his priorities, and then we'll be happy to take your questions.
I stand by my commitment that I made in 2015 to represent the people across the Cootamundra electorate. I, like Luke, am disappointed with the level of representation that we have received for many years now under the Nationals. They have failed time and time again, made promises that they haven't been able to keep. One important one, an issue that I was across in 2015, was the threat to merge our councils, and I knew that wouldn't work in our communities. They went ahead with that and lied about it in 2015, saying that there would be no forced mergers. Today we're just on the eve of a new councils being in place, which have the difficult task of uniting those communities back together again. And I'm sure we will be able to do that. But ultimately, these smaller communities like Gundagai need to have that democratic right to self-determination. We have seen historically communities that have lost their councils, like Adelong and Batlow, literally die. It's a nail in their coffin. Your local council provides local jobs and builds your community, and it's that self-determination that our local people require that this is what they're protesting against, that democratic right that they have their own self-determination as a community.
Obviously, you've got a voter base from running at the last election. Do you hope you can build on that? And I guess, do you think this is the best opportunity Labor's got to win the seat that it has in recent times?
Yes. We have a terrific opportunity now. In the last election, I was up against a sitting minister. This time, we're all new candidates running for this. And this is a great opportunity for the people of Cootamundra electorate to show their true feelings. Like, it's been bad government that we've had, and people are very aware of it. We've had our public assets dwindled away. We've had our essential services eroded before us. Our health services, our aged care facilities are all struggling in these little communities, and these are vital for rural and regional people.
In terms of, I guess, the Transfusions Farmers obviously ramping up their campaign, there's a number of issues that they're standing on pretty heavily. One of them has been the police stuff in recent days, calling for 24/7 policing, and I guess a guarantee there might be murders of police commands. What do you think of that?
Yeah, this is an issue that Troy Grant is trying to fob off as re-engineering study. It's not. It's a cost-cutting effort by the police minister to centralise those local area commands. Now, they have said there will be no loss of police jobs. That is true. But we will lose ancillary staff, and these are individuals and families that will be lost out of our communities, not to mention the loss of police presence. We know that Wagga is a big city now, and the need for policing will be drawn to there, which will take away the police presence in our smaller towns like Cootamundra, Tamora,